KXSRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter will be laid to rest next week. She passed away at the age of 96 Sunday afternoon after being diagnosed with dementia. The Carter Center announced ceremony celebrating her life will be held starting November 27th in Georgia. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia is taking heat from fellow Democrats over speculation that he may run for president next year.
Democrat senators are voicing concern a Manchin third-party run could undermine a Biden re-election bid and possibly lead to what they would consider a nightmare scenario, another Trump term. Manchin, who has yet to say whether he'll run next year, has been complaining for some time now that politics have become too polarized in Washington. He said in a recent interview, quote, "I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure to mobilize that moderate, sensible, common sense middle." Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the holiday season is upon us, so will rain and snow get in the way?
National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullinax says much of the eastern half of the U.S. will see rain and then by midweek even snow, making driving difficult. And if you're flying,
one of the more notable impacts for Tuesday, especially maybe for air travel, will be winds. It will be pretty gusty up and down, basically from the Virginia Tidewater on north up into the interior northeast. And by Wednesday morning, we've got snow that's really starting to take shape across much of northern New England. Again, staying rain along the I-95 corridor.
For those late travelers,
it should dry out by the time you get towards the second half of Wednesday.
Of course, the day before Thanksgiving can be pretty busy. I'm Julie Walker.
CDC is warning of a deadly listeria outbreak linked to fruits from a California-based company. Officials say peaches, nectarines, and plums from HMC Farms have led to 11 infections and one death. This is SRN News. Another megachurch quits the UMC.
This time it's Christ Methodist Church in Mobile, Alabama. Its 5,000 members have voted to leave the denomination over its embrace of homosexual ordination and gay marriage. The United Methodist Church has been losing congregations at an accelerating rate ever since it decided to abandon biblical teaching on sexuality, and the flood shows no sign of abating. A formal split is scheduled to be effected by UMC officials next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Russian Justice Ministry files a lawsuit with the nation's Supreme Court to outlaw the, quote, LGBT international public movement, end quote, because they say it's extremist. The ministry argues that authorities have identified extremism in these organizations inside the country and accuses them of inciting social and religious discord. The move represents the latest step in a decade-long effort by the Russian government. This is SRN News. Washington, D.C. is in the midst of a crime crisis.
Police in the nation's capital are handing out tracking devices and dashboard cameras to local drivers to help stem rising crime rates. The parallel initiatives are just part of a multi-pronged anti-crime offensive launched by the Metropolitan Police Department. Violent crimes, particularly homicide and car theft, have risen sharply. As of November 14th, homicides are up 34% compared to this time last year. Car theft is up 98%, and carjackings have more than doubled, up to 104%. John Scott report.
Los Angeles drivers returned to a much more normal commute Monday when an elevated stretch of major freeway reopened well ahead of schedule. A raging arson fire shut down the section of I-10 south of downtown near a homeless encampment for more than a week. Crews worked around the clock for days to shore up the columns. No suspects have been arrested. More details at SRNnews.com.